Extension agricultural engineer and professor.
The main points of your article here, talking about considerations for spring storage. There's a lot to think about as far as moisture is concerned and how that might impact what storage needs are and things you need to consider for drying as well.
Right. It's the time of year when we need to start thinking about spring and summer grain storage. And for summer storage, we've got to have moisture contents that are safe for summer storage. So typically that means, you know, something in the neighborhood of 14% on corn, 11 to 12% moisture for soybeans, and of course 13% for wheat. We got to remember also that not only are outside temperatures going to be warming, but we have solar heat gain on our grain bin, and that'll warm the grain near the bin wall and particularly on the top of the bin to temperatures that are much above outdoor temperatures. So now is the time that we need to make sure that we're at a safe moisture content for the spring warm-up.
And there's amounts of days that grain is able to be stored at certain moisture levels and temperatures and things like that, and some of that already started counting last fall.
Right. It's what we call allowable storage time, and that's how long we have until there's enough deterioration that we can notice change in the quality of the grain. It may not mean that we have a totally spoiled bin of grain, but that there will be some mold growth and some deterioration that will have taken place. And that starts from the day we harvest it. And so it's important right away last fall to be either drying the grain or cooling the grain. And it's an accumulative event. So if we've used up a quarter of its storage life at this point, when we start looking at our tables of allowable storage time, we have to remember that we've used a quarter, so there's only three quarters of that value left.
And you also mentioned at the end there about safety here, higher moisture levels and some considerations there.
Yeah, anytime we have storage problems, and that's typically, you know, either crusting or chunks that get in the grain bin, they'll plug the unloading of that grain. And that's when we start seeing lots of problems. And there's lots of different types of hazards that we need to keep in mind. Of course, the grain engulfment is the one that is the most rapid and dangerous. But there's also getting caught in the unloading auger, the takeout auger or sweep auger at the top and bottom of the bin. There's also the issue of respiratory concerns. Grain dust is a known hazard. And so anytime we're working around dusty grain, particularly if there might be any mold spores around, it's important that we be wearing respiratory protection. And then last but not least is that if we start having crusting in a bin, that can lead to a number of problems. So we just need to keep that in mind and not get ourselves in danger by doing something without thinking.
All right. Any other takeaways or reminders here before we let you go?
No, I guess that, you know, if we do have some grain that is at moisture contents above what we need for spring and summer storage, a lot of times we'll do natural air drying, and we need to make sure that we have an adequate quantity of airflow And then also, we do typically have pretty good drying conditions in the spring. And so if we're looking at corn or soybeans, I'd say wait until the average temperature is above about 40 degrees. If we're working with wheat, that we need about a 50-degree temperature typically in order to get the wheat dry enough for summer storage.
All right. Well, thank you for taking the time to chat with us here today.